Long-term care and home health union workers in Connecticut have published a book detailing their experiences through the pandemic. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, workers want to bring more awareness to the challenges they continue to face.
I contracted COVID-19 on September 21st, 2020, as did 8 other family members.
Pamela Hunt is reading an excerpt from a story she wrote for a book called Care Under COVID, released last month. As a personal care attendant, she's had to balance her job responsibilities with the risks that have come along with it.
Well, I wasn't even going to write the story. But once I started thinking about, you know, what happened, me getting COVID, my family getting COVID, it was a story that needed to be told because it's real.
Hunt is among 20 members of the New England Healthcare Employees Union, District 1199 SEIU, who have documented their physical, mental, and emotional hardships of working through the COVID-19 pandemic. Steve Bender is executive director of 1199's Training and Upgrade Fund.
It's extremely important that individual people out there have a better understanding of what these frontline workers are dealing with and going through on a day-to-day basis.
Bender says he also wants these stories seen by policymakers and community leaders who can advocate for better funding for the long-term care industry. Personal care attendant Claire Martin wrote about her work as a caregiver to her client, Ellie, whose name has been changed in the book for privacy.
For some, the difference between a good day and a bad day is who you spend it with, and I need to stay alive because I want to give Ellie as many good days as I can.
Martin says participating in the project was cathartic.
I had to come to terms with all those feelings, so it actually did help a lot to write it down, and now I feel like I've taken that part of my life and put it somewhere, and I can move on.
Long-term care workers and residents are currently a priority for COVID-19 vaccination. Even so, advocates say the industry needs better support going forward. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.